What I got to say, you really don't want to hear, because honesty ain't too high up on your people priority list, right?
Honesty? You want honesty?
Oh, Kayvon Thibodeau had a problem with honesty a moment ago. This is Tim Messier, Giant Straight Talk, powered by Online Big Blue LLC. Kayvon went on a podcast or a show, whatever the hell it was, and he accidentally said the quiet part out loud. And I think that's happened to all of us. I know it happens to me all the time, because there is no quiet part in my head. My head just, you just say what you want to say. But let's listen to exactly what Kayvon, let's listen to exactly what Kayvon said. This was on the Brooklyn podcast. This is interesting. This is discussing the aftermath of the 2022 season going into 2023 and the Saquon Barkley contract and Daniel Jones contract.
Like, so, but that's always the issue.
Yeah.
Money.
It's money, yeah.
It's always the issue.
You pay Daniel Jones $40 million. It was a great, I believe.
A lot of people was mad at that. A lot of people was mad at that, but I was like,
let me tell you what I'm mad at, and it's the only thing I'll say about that. What I'm mad about is that Saquon, because if you look at the game, the tape, Saquon was responsible for at least 30% of our explosive plays.
Oh, yeah. Not more.
Talking about the year we won the playoff game. So for me and for the integrity of, you know, working together and hard work, and we all believe the same things, I feel like Saquon should have got paid first.
Now, this is the interesting part. Of course, he comes out and says, well, I believe in Daniel Jones. That's what every Giant fan, that's what every Giant, I think, is ingrained in saying. You know, you have,
I believe in Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones is the quarterback of the future. There is nothing better than Daniel Jones. Mars needs women.
I mean, it's all robotic. It's the same thing. You have to preference that. I believe in Daniel Jones. But then you actually get in and talk about the fact that, well, you know, if you take a look at the number of explosive plays and who really carried the offense in that playoff season, it was, of course, Saquon Barkley. Now, we all know what happened with Saquon Barkley. We all know what happened with the contract. He was on Thursday. He said Thursday at 7 p.m. Brooklyn with former New York Nick Carmelo Anthony and Mello Kid. The Kid Mero? I don't know how to say that. Whatever the hell it is. It was on Carmelo Anthony's podcast. But he spoke the truth. He accidentally said the quiet part out loud. And that's the, you know, we had the whole disease of me with what is, was Michael Lombardo. We had the whole disease of me thing with the Daniel Jones contract, and everyone poo-pooed him, and everyone's like, oh, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Everything's going to be fine in Giant land. Well, evidently, this was on Kayvon's mind. And for it to come out, I find that kind of interesting. I mean, it's weird that you paid a guy $40 million a year, and at the end of the day, it was the running back who's making $10 million a year, a little over 10, because he got a little extra money after the franchise tag, who literally carried the offense. And we've said this before, especially in the 2022 season. We broke it down. I'm not going to break it down again because we broke it down ad nauseum. There is at least six games that year the Giants do not win without Saquon Barkley, and the very first game is the Tennessee Titan game. They don't win those games without Barkley. Your record, your 7-2 start, and your record is going to look entirely different if you don't win those games. And like I said, they won those games because of Barkley. It's just a weird dynamic. Daniel Jones has a below average season by NFL standards. But by Daniel Jones standards, it's the greatest season in the world, so that we feel like we need to give him the money. Saquon Barkley, he had 1,242 yards from the line of scrimmage and 10 of those offensive, and had 10 of the Giants' 25 offensive touchdowns. So he had over a third of the offensive touch. Well, under a third. He had with those touchdowns. And this was last year. I'm sorry. This was last year with the total offense. It's just, I don't know, man. You know, you think that shit can't get any weirder for this organization. You think that things can't get any stranger. But then at the end of the day, you have the guy that's supposed to be one of the cornerstones of your franchise, one of the building blocks, number 5 and 7, the picks that you can't get wrong if you're Joe Shane, because anyone can get those picks right, according to Joe, coming out and basically a guy that's supposedly going to be one of your locker room leaders, you know, going into next season and, you know, the seasons and, you know, seasons coming up in the future. Basically coming out and say, you know what, I stand for Daniel Jones, but Saquon should have been paid. And you know what's funny? He had almost 1,300 yards from line of scrimmage. Saquon did last year with a bad offensive line, a bad quarterback in Tommy DeVito, and he had a veteran quarterback in Tyrod Taylor who actually played well at the end of the season, but everyone knew the easy way to basically stop the Giants is to stack the line. Stack the line and make Daniel Jones throw, and that caused a 1-4 start. I don't know, guys. Like I said, you think this Giants season can't get any weirder. You think it can't get any stranger. People are going to talk about how Saquon Barkley wasn't healthy and this and that, and then we're not going to remember the fact that Daniel Jones has now had two neck injuries, one ACL in the last 4 years, and hasn't really played a full – well, he did play a full season in 2022. He missed a game because that was the last game of the season. So he had one full season out of five. He's going to be coming off the ACL. You're going to have – he's going to be tying up almost 19% of your salary cap, and he's hopefully going to – if you tie up 19% of your salary cap, you need to be – 60-70% of the offense because you are the freaking quarterback. Now, we've said it before.
What I got to say, you really don't want to hear because honesty ain't too high up on your people priority list, right?
Honesty? You want honesty?
You got to be honest. And sometimes when you are honest, good things happen. And a lot of times also bad things happen. And when the truth is coming out, I don't know. I kind of cringe a little bit because you also wonder what is going on in those defensive meeting rooms. What is going on behind this building? What is going on with this team that Shane and Dable have constructed? Because in some ways it seems to be falling apart at the seams a little bit. It's just another Pleasant Valley Sunday here in giant screwed up lands. That's from the Monkees. I'm old. I love when people go, "You're old." Yeah. Okay. And what's your point? like it's one of those things, I don't know. Like, they don't know how superior or how awesome I am all at the same time. And as always, don't forget to like, don't forget to subscribe, don't forget to ring that bell, because you want to know why. That'd be awesome.